Hello.
Hi, Evangeline. Good morning. This is Dave from Milestone. How you doing?
I'm fine, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing great. Just on time. I mean, you told me 10 a.m., so here I am.
Okay. Give me 1 second, please.
Sure. Sure, no problem.
Okay. Okay, I think someone reached out to me from your organization to complete the application.
Uh-huh.
And so I guess I'll try to get that done. I have a meeting in about 15 minutes.
Okay.
So when I think I'll respond back to them, they said he was the underwriter.
Yeah. probably the one to call you was Matt. Let me see. Which is one of my best underwriters. Let's see. That was Matt, yeah, which is one of my best underwriters. But on my notes, I have it here that, you know, we made an appointment for today at 10 a.m. But if you're going to go into a meeting right now, then I guess I'll call you right after the meeting. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can call you right after the meeting, but I was going to respond to him to let him know that I'll go ahead and complete the application, but... Yeah, he was calling me, and then I'm not sure what we were going to, if I was going to be talking with him, what are you and I going to be talking about? Is it the same thing?
It's the same thing. Basically, it's just to get the application going right now. What he's going to tell you basically right now is that he's going to say, I need you to get me those four bank statements. So once you get them in,
okay.
He can get your proposal in the next maybe 35 minutes. He's going to call you back with a proposal. But the point of my call and his call initially is to get those docs in, which is the 4 months of bank statements. And then afterwards, he's going to take over. So either one of us, did he leave you a phone number to call?
He did. And so that's what I'm saying. So we can figure out instead of me talking to both of you about the same exact thing.
No. If he left you his phone number, personal phone number, you go ahead and talk to Matt and just get him the docs in. Don't worry about it. I'll talk to him so that he can take over because he's the actual underwriter for you. He's going to be with you throughout the entire duration of your finance. You're going to deal with him on a personal level, note, so nobody else is going to touch you but him. So that's what we like to build, personal relationship with one person, okay?
Gotcha. Okay. All right, let me do that. Like I said, I texted him earlier and said I would reach back out to him after my meeting later because I knew.
Yes.
But again, I knew we had 10 o'clock, so I didn't see what would I be talking about with him that I wouldn't be talking about with you. It seemed redundant.
It is, exactly.
Yeah.
So right now I'm going to leave some notes with him that I spoke with you. You're going to have a meeting, and after an hour from now, to either expect your call or to give you a call, so that you guys can fill up the bank statements and get your proposal, okay?
Mm-hmm.
As of right now, just want to thank you once again, Evangeline. God bless. Enjoy your meeting. I hope that it's very productive. We know that we're going to have welcome you into the family very soon, okay? I promise.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. My pleasure. Bye-bye. Goodbye. Okay. I'm going to go to the hospital.
In a meeting.
Thank you.